Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Let the dogs out!
The struggles of being a new dog mom continue. For Breeze. It's Team PXY. Not even PXY, the number one hit music station. Corey James and Breezy. And, they really just led you to fall earlier this week. They are causing
you to... No one said it was going to be easy, but they said it was going to be worth it.
Yeah. Is it worth it yet?
Not quite yet, waiting for that part to kick
in. I'm sure it's coming soon. But it's also been really affecting your sleep, and this is certainly something that a lot of people can relate to, where in the relationship, there's one person who is hell-bent on making sure the dogs sleep in the bed with you, and the other person in that relationship wants nothing to do with that.
I need to start out by saying, I know if you listen to the show regularly, you've heard me complain about the dogs and yada, 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 lackety smackety. But I seriously have made a lot of progress with these animals.
You have, for sure. And
they have become a big part of this family.
Aww.
I have put in a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
My own money into these dogs.
Training them. They're in training right now.
Yeah, they're in training. I mean, I work with them even when the trainer's not here. So, like, it's been a process. And that's something I'm willing to do because I love my girlfriend, Rachel, and she loves these dogs more than anything. And it's a snowball effect, right? But there's some things, and I think I've been very lenient and very open to any and all suggestions and ideas when it comes to these dogs.
Mm-hmm.
There are some things I don't think... I've compromised a lot. I don't think I can compromise on this one. And that is the dog sleeping in bed. It's affecting my sleep.
Yeah.
Our sleep schedule is extremely important for our success of our career.
Sure.
And this is not something that is benefiting it in any way possible. So if anything, it's having the opposite effect.
No, absolutely. And yeah, I mean, when you, I can see when you log on FaceTime right away and the first thing I see is just tired eyes. I know it was a bad night with the dogs sleeping in bed. So can you, because I can't necessarily relate to this. I mean, my wife and I had our little Madden, but he was like 5 pounds, so it wasn't that big of a deal. The biggest, obviously.
I even slept with Madden in the bed when I was house-sitting.
Yeah,
so
didn't take a lot of space up. The biggest inconvenience with him was he'd have to get up to pee in the middle of the night, and he couldn't get off the bed by himself, so I'd have to put them down,
right,
and pick them back up. But not a huge deal. This is obviously different. Your dogs are much, much, much larger, and there's two of them.
100-pound worth of dogs. So
yeah,
the one dog's 40 pounds, the other one's 60 pounds. Large animals. Like, the one who's 40, little smaller, pocket pity, whatever you want to call her, and then the other one is a long-legged, long-bodied sprawler.
Right.
Let's just call it that.
But what's the experience like? Like, you're trying to sleep. What is it? Is it they're snoring? Are they snuggling up on you and breathing on you? Is it what is it exactly?
So the way I want to approach this and really paint the picture for you and everyone listening is it's a domino effect. So we got a king bed when we moved into this new apartment because I had fears of this happening, this transpiring, the dog sleeping in the bed,
mm-hmm,
and I wasn't going to do it in a full, I wasn't going to do it in a queen.
Literally, like, wouldn't
maybe
fit.
It'll be manageable in a king.
Okay.
Boy, was I wrong. Let's just say that.
Okay.
Our king is up against a wall, so I sleep closest to the wall. And then I won't let the dogs sleep anywhere near me because I don't want them touching me. So Rach sleeps next to me.
Okay.
and then the dog sleep on the opposite end of me. We are literally on opposite sides of the bed.
Okay.
But what happens is the dogs sprawl,
mm-hmm.
spread on out, and Rachel, being the softer parent, I guess we could use that term.
Sure.
Doesn't want to inconvenience or create any discomfort for the dogs.
Right. Who can sleep all day long.
Who can sleep all day long.
Yeah.
So Rachel, in effect, then moves closer and closer and closer and closer to me. Like I said, okay. I'm against a wall. So
and
not really a lot of space for me to go.
So what you're saying also is you're not really a cuddler.
Not when I'm sleeping.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
Well, I think it's important. Sleep style is important here because she's obviously as we know, she sleeps like a rock. So she is able to sleep through all of this.
So when this was two nights ago, we were going to get to this yesterday, but my mom just chimed in and derailed the whole thing. But what happened two nights ago was it was nice out, so the heat was off, but there was so much heat in the bed. I was hot. I cannot sleep hot.
I feel
can't
you on
do
that,
it.
Yeah. Sure.
Rachel was so close to me. Her body was sticky, which then caused my body to be sticky. I'm up against a wall, and I am just wedged, just jammed in a very tight, small situation. And I'm like, Rachel, move over. And she won't because the dogs are peacefully sleeping.
Yeah.
And that to me is, it's disrespectful.
Yeah.
It really is.
Well, a lot of people have your back on this one, and I certainly agree with them, that when it comes to your sleep, especially with what it is that we do, yeah, you really need to take that seriously. And
it's so important.
Yeah. Can we, I'm trying to think of solutions here, because so your girlfriend's pretty, as I said earlier, hell-bent on making sure these dogs get to sleep in the bed. Is there any way of reconfiguring the arrangement? Because a lot of this problem seems to stem from the fact that you are up against the wall, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if you switch sides, maybe she sleeps over there? Or the dogs go in that corner, and then she's on the other side? Can we reconfigure this a little bit?
I mean, I guess.
Is that
but
worth
I
the
like
shot?
Feeling, yes, but I also like feeling... My other fear of this is, A, I like feeling like in an alcove. That's why I like sleeping against the wall. But
yeah.
But B, my fear is like maybe they just need to be gravitated towards someone or something.
Yeah.
A human body.
Sure.
So they're pushing me the other way. And then I actually do fall off the bed. Like I actually like am hanging off the bed,
yeah.
Which is something I don't want to be a part of.
Yeah, but that could be that could potentially be irrational. I'm just saying maybe it's worth a shot once just to see how it goes. Right. Again, it's not a perfect ideal situation, but when it comes down to trying to compromise, it's never a perfect ideal situation for both people. Right. So that's just one of my first thoughts that comes into play. A lot of people are weighing in on this, though. How about this? How about this? Aside from the people that are saying that you can't compromise and your girlfriend needs to come to terms with the fact that the dog simply just can't sleep in the bed. There's certainly that. This person says, Breezy, I'm with you. I hate dogs in the bed. We compromised and the dog only gets in after I get up in the morning around 4:30. Works for us all. That's from Catherine. How about that? Because you do get up earlier than Rachel does. Maybe pull the old switcheroo when you get up for the show. That's when the dogs are allowed to come up. You think that maybe is another possible solution here? That one seems like this works with your schedule. And then she gets to have her cuddle time and the dog's there. She gets to wake up to them. And then your sleep is not interrupted. I feel like that's maybe a happy medium to try.
Yeah. I did bring that up with her. And she didn't really love that idea.
Well, again, there's going to need to be some compromise here, right?
I agree. We already have compromised in the sense of like, they can't sleep with us every night.
Mm-hmm.
But even so, like, sure, great. I get three nights of good sleep.
Yeah.
Like, and then the other two nights, I'm like...
Yeah, no, it's not fair either.
It's garbage. I don't know.
Jasmine, we have two 100-pound dogs in our bed. I told my husband if he doesn't like it, sleep on the couch. He got sick of being on the couch, bought a king-size bed, and the dogs are in it with us. A lot of people are saying that they can't understand how in a king-size bed... that there's still not enough space.
Because they sprawl. Like,
yeah.
They literally...
Yeah.
Like, I'm not kidding. If I could paint a picture for you, the dog is laying on its side, legs out, arms out, like, literally sprawl. Like, I would have no problem with the dogs in the bed if they were, and I don't know if this is something I have to talk to the trainer about, like if they slept in a ball, because they do sleep like that sometimes. I just don't know why they're doing it right now. In a ball, maybe at the corner of the foot of the bed, something along those lines on Rachel's side, mm-hmm. where it doesn't affect me at all. The second it starts affecting me and my sleep habits in a negative way, especially with this job, the wheels start to come off.
Another suggestion from the text on this says, can you put the bed in the middle of the room so it's not against the wall?
No, we can't do that either.
Not enough space.
It won't fit. It literally won't fit. Rachel also said, oh, well, I'll sleep on the couch.
Yeah.
Like that, then that's affecting our relationship. Like,
right.
Okay.
Yeah, what are you, grandparents already?
Right. Like, different room. Are we going through a separation? I'm confused. That makes me uncomfortable too. So it's a tough situation, and I want to be sensitive to her feelings about the dogs, but at the same time, I'm not willing to have it affect my life, my sleep, my job.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not able to get sleep,
you know, again, spitballing here, is it possible to get them to sleep on the end of the bed? Maybe that's in the training. That's something to explore here.
Like the foot of the bed,
you mean? Yeah, yeah. If you can put down like maybe a blanket and train them that that's where they sleep, maybe that's another option here.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I think we've come up with some good stuff so far. I mean, it's going to be trial and error, and it probably won't work right off the bat.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think we've done some good work, right?
There's a lot of options floating around that we definitely can try, and I will give you a dog sleep update.
This is definitely not the end. The last we've heard of this.
Oh, this is just the beginning.
Yeah, for sure. All right. If you have any more suggestions, we do have a post up on our Facebook page right now. You can leave them there. But one of these things has got to work, right?
Huh. I hope so.
Yeah.
If not, I don't know. Maybe I'll just move out. Who knows?
I feel like that's a bad option. I don't like that. I don't like that one at all.
Maybe I'll just sleep in my car.
Sorry. Also not a great option. Please.
Highly illegal.
More comments on our Facebook page, please. We need anything. Sabrina doesn't sleep in her car.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.